Hi, this is Mr. Williford over at Joe Baca Middle School in Colon Unified School District. I'm here with Dr. Greenfield, and I've got with me
Terrence Bull II,
Michael Weaver Jr.,
and of course the amazing Dr. Greenfield. We just had a great inclusion training today for our K through 8 staff here. And one big question I have for you, Dr. Greenfield, is why is inclusion so important?
Yeah, I remind people that diversity is counting heads, inclusion is making sure that all heads count. When people feel like they're valued and affirmed and included, they're better. We refer to that as inclusive excellence. We can include folks who they are, make them feel welcome. We incorporate that cultural component of all the identities that we hold. Then the students perform better and people feel better. And that's what we ought to have in our schools.
And how do you guys feel about that?
I think everyone in this world, at the end of the day, desires to feel loved, and desires to feel appreciated, cared about. And that's exactly what our students want. That's exactly what they want to feel. And as educators, we have that power and the opportunity to make sure that every child that comes through our classroom is loved and appreciated.
Definitely would agree. From just the simple fact that with the inclusion aspect, students should feel included from the standpoint that nobody should be left alone. And I feel that you keep and learn a lot of more your detrimental years of your life, and more of your life experiences are carried through your experiences through education. So inclusion definitely plays a huge part.
Awesome. And what kind of recommendations do you guys make to our staffs out there to how to be more inclusive in their environments?
I mean, literally from day one. I mentioned that sometimes students may feel that their name always gets butchered on the first day. Well, if students can pair up and introduce each other to the class, then nobody's name is going to be made fun of and nobody's going to get it said wrong. Strategies about making sure that everybody's voice is heard. Techniques both technologically and personally for all those voices. Think about if you know your students, what matters to them. If you know their hobbies and interests in music, you can use examples that relate to those kind of cultural backgrounds. Ask students, who are you? What matters to you? And bring that into the classroom in ways that allow everybody to be successful.
And your experiences, guys, you guys had certain experiences that kind of developed you guys to be, right? What were those? Some of those again?
Some of my experience that definitely helped with the inclusion is the accountability piece. It showed that my teachers actually genuinely cared about me and about my success level. And lastly, just bringing out both of the good and the bad aspects, just so I can learn about what was good for me and what was bad for me, and how I can help, you know, pretty much build upon those for my collegiate career.
The biggest thing for me, I would say, is relationships, and establishing a relationship with every student. Make sure, or if it's not with you, make sure that student has a relationship with somebody. The best thing that my teacher ever told me was, I may not understand what it's like to be a black man, however, I still love you, support you for who you are, and nothing in the world will change it.
That's awesome. And any big message for us as we embark on this 2019-2020 school year for all of us in Colton?
That indeed, that this is an amazing place, and the more we embrace inclusion, the more we reach out to each other and create that space of inclusive excellence, we do better. It's not just because it's nice, we do it because it works. Students perform better, people feel better, and they indeed accomplish more. And I'm just so honored that we have a chance to share with this amazing group of folks, and it's going to be a truly incredible year.
Guys, for you.
Let's get it.
Continue to inspire, continue to uplift, continue to motivate, and continue to make students' dreams become a reality.
Thank you so much for just allowing us to share today.
Thank you guys again. Great job today. Great presentations, all of you. We look forward to seeing you guys in the future.
Thank you.